If you are thinking of having children, one of the things you might be looking for is a little bit of support in the areas of, well, first of all, should you have kids? Do you want to have kids? And secondly, perhaps more importantly, those all-important hints and tips to get you through being a blind parent. Well, there's one society out there that's aiming to help blind mums, and dads as well. It's called Blind Mums Connect, and it's our Society of the Week.
Hi, I'm Kim. I've been blind since birth and I'm involved with an organisation called Blind Mums Connect, so I'm often the first point of contact for everybody.
I'm Sally Clay. I am visually impaired. I'm a mummy of a five-year-old. When I was about 12 weeks pregnant, a friend of mine said you should get in contact with them. I think at the time it wasn't Blind Mums Connect, it was just literally an emailing list at that point. And so it really wasn't the big thing that it is now.
We now have a website, blindmumsconnect.org.uk. We're approaching 200 members. A lot of that's just done by word of mouth through our Facebook group, email list, and we run various Skype groups.
What I got out of it straight away was on the phone chats. So the first thing that I was interested in was, how the heck am I going to carry this baby around? Because I use a white cane. I've got no useful vision at all. Through Blind Mums Connect, I met up with some girls and they showed me the sling that they had and it was absolutely brilliant. And I used that until my daughter was four. So that was one of the things that they helped me with, find a good solution for carrying my daughter.
It's just about knowing other people and talking to other people that are going through what you're going through. Sometimes it's those extra little things like, how do you make up formula when you've got no sight at all? I feel, for me, Blind Mums Connect has been an absolute massive help, which is why I'm now so heavily involved, because when I was pregnant and when I had a newborn child, my mum would help or my friends would help, but none of them quite knew what I was going through, not being able to see, and how things are just sometimes that little bit different.
The other thing was, most importantly actually, how to make up a bottle, because I didn't know how to do it and I was really worried because I'd planned to breastfeed and it hadn't worked out and I thought, oh God, I don't know what I'm going to do because I have no idea how I'm going to make these bottles up without giving my daughter gastroenteritis or something horrible. What I did was to email the list and they sent me a whole load of sheets that they'd made up on how to make formula when you can't see and also how to feed the baby when you can't see with a bottle. You can just weigh it out on the talking scales, and generally they're pretty accurate. I mean, they're not 100%, but I don't think always sighted people get it 100% accurate. And I made loads of bottles that way. I felt really confident, and also with the way that I fed my daughter, I fed her in a bit of an unconventional way. So she was sitting on my knee with her back facing my tummy, and I could feel her face then, so I knew exactly where the bottle was going. I wasn't going to poke it in her eye.
We generally used to make connections. Our Facebook group is incredibly busy. People want to make friends. They want to be able to share tips. They want to ask questions in a space that's safe with people that understand. And then to move that on and to form friendships. And I think that's what we're really here for, is to bring people together.
They have these amazing Skype groups as well. There's mums of all age kids. There's mums with teenagers. I think there are a couple of grandmas as well. Everybody from tiny babies or bumps even.
I get very affected by people who are on their own or people who have suddenly lost their sight and then suddenly feel that they're not going to be able to cope with a child. That upsets me a lot on a personal level because nobody should ever really feel like that. I've been very, very affected by people who are just totally isolated, people who have gone through abuse, people who have had to fight to prove that they can look after their children just because they're blind, and that shouldn't be happening, and it's incredibly sad. I often feel how lucky I am that I didn't go through that, when people can wake up with no sight and a small child or lose their sight in pregnancy. And that must be absolutely terrifying. And those people and their strength and how they find us, they show determination. We've had people who can't use technology but have made an effort to learn so they can be on our Facebook group because they want the support. And I think that's pretty incredible.
Blind Mums Connect suggested that I get a single room in the hospital and that I get taken around the hospital and shown where to go and, you know, familiarised with the environment. And actually that proved to be really useful because I was in there for 10 days after Alice was born. So I was in there for ages. And if I hadn't known where I was going, I would have been completely out of it and I wouldn't have been able to do anything. And also the single room really helped because it meant that I was familiar with it and I wasn't having to worry about knocking into other people's beds or, you know, treading on people's babies or whatever, you know, that it was really, really helpful. I've always been very lucky that I've been able to get out and about. When I first had my daughter, I lost all my confidence with getting around. I thought, oh my God, I've got her in this sling and if I whack her into something, I'm, you know, and I didn't want to go out and I didn't want to do anything. And you get this real fear, panic response. And this is from somebody who's really confident. Since then, I have been involved with some of the Skype groups and helping out new mums by giving them the benefit of my experience and how I went through the process of becoming much more confident with my daughter and learning. It was almost like learning how to walk again. The way they teach breastfeeding in the hospital is like not BI friendly at all. They give you all this advice that basically involves sight and you can't do it that way. The breastfeeding peer support is really important because we can breastfeed and loads of blind people do, but they do it in a little bit of a different way. And that is very well known by the team at Blind Mums Connect and not well known to health professionals at all. I don't want people to go through what I went through with feeling alone. I want people to know that there's something out there and there's always somebody around that can give advice or have a chat. Blind Mums does have a really important role to play because no one's going to get what it's like for a blind person to go into an echoey church hall with toddlers all running around and how to find their way around it and meet other mums. And no one's going to quite get that like another blind mum. And they've also got partially sighted mums on there as well. And their issues, again, are different because they need to be able to see their children, and so they need to get the kids in high-vis clothes or whatever. You know, so many different things and so many different levels of sight that are all covered by that one group.
Right now, I think the future for us is we just want to get bigger and better. We want to get more people involved. But I think more than anything right now, we just want people to spread the word and we just want to bring people together.
And, of course, don't forget, we'll put all the details up of Blind Mums Connect on the RNIB Twitter and Facebook pages. You can get RNIB at RNIB Radio, simple enough, or at RNIB Radio if you want to keep up to date with what the radio station is doing. You can, of course, always keep in touch with us, theweeklyconnect@rnib.org.uk. That is our email address.